everyone, and welcome back to the Let's Get Personal podcast, where we have conversations about everything. From common problems we all face when dealing with our lives to what's really going on in the world right now, this is a podcast where we take a deeper look into the very things we all face each and every day. My name is Jordan Antle, the host of this podcast, and I'd like to thank you for joining us again. Guys, today we're going to be taking a look at why this one thing is so scary to all of us. And what is that one thing? Well, very simply put, it is the fear of change. So I have a question for you. Why is it that every single time we are faced with the idea of change, we embrace the idea of change, it always comes with this discomfort? Whether or not we accept it or not is you know, up to the person, but why is it that the idea of change in itself always harbors this feeling of resistance? It's almost like to pursue change, you're always met, like your brain is always like going off, be like, whoa, hey, listen, this is probably not a good idea. Like, we're living good, we're doing fine, we probably shouldn't change up what we got going here. Like, why is that the case? Why do we never face change with such enthusiasm? And, obviously, I'm not talking about everybody, but why is it that, like, when we embrace with change and change from, you know, the smallest things to the biggest things, why do we always kind of, you know, put our hand up and we're like, hold up, I don't know how I feel about this. Why is that the case? I really think it stems down to a couple things that I have here that I want to talk about, but I do want to also say that change in itself is just such a massive, massive conversation to have, because it could be change from fitness, change from lifestyle, change from anything. It could be literally change from, you know, moving to one town to another. Like, it could really be anything. So I do want to state that this is just the idea around change, whether it's a big change, small change. I do just want to say there is not a specific category of change that I'm talking about here. So it's just a bland generalization of change. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Now, I'm not sure if you've listened to my previous podcast, and if you have, that's awesome. Glad you have. So if you'll remember me talking about this, but if you haven't, I often have brought up already the fact that we are animals. You know, it's the reality. We are animals. We literally came from the animal kingdom. We are not some sort of sentient being that is not at the will of their biology. When we are thirsty, we drink water. When we are hungry, we eat food, because our bodies demand these things to keep us alive. We seem to really forget that sometimes. And I think the fact that we are living in a time now where technology is consuming our lives all over the place, every single day. I mean, everyone's got phones in their pockets now. I really think we are kind of forgetting that we are animals, and us animals are hardwired a certain way to survive. And that is purely the only purpose that our lives have. You know, that is the default purpose to any living thing, to survive. Now, of course, we've evolved to, you know, go beyond that and have purpose and other things. But the point is, to the basic levels, survival is really all our body cares about, okay? So, you know, we often have this conflicting view of comparing the body's want to survive and the mind's purpose of survival and our own egos and the way we look at the world and the way we feel and our personalities and stuff like that. But we often don't seem to realize that we are hardwired to resist change. And, you know, we're hardwired to resist changing our routines and our habits because, and I haven't done research on this specific thing I'm about to say, but I really think that resistance to change kind of came from the fact that we are the ultimate adaptation machines. And I think that humans from all corners of the world, you know, live unique lives to which they adapt to a certain routine, habit, lifestyle, way of eating, way of life that, you know, if it's working, mostly our brains, of course, not really our bodies, but our brains are kind of like, hey, listen, you know, we're doing pretty good here. We're living, we're surviving, and that's what matters. Like, this routine we've got going is pretty good. We should probably not change it. And again, I didn't do research on this, but I do believe that could be a factor. That's my own little theory. Whether or not that's a research thing, I don't know. But I really think that one of the reasons why we fear the resistance of change is, you know, because our brains want us to stick with things that help us survive and help maintain. The fear of change is a very real thing. And that in itself is the very reason why we do not like change. It's why it's so scary to us. It's because of the fear. It's the fear of the pain that we might endure, the discomfort. You know, we have to put effort into change. The fear of success, believe it or not. The fear of the new, the fear of failing. There's so many different things to think about when it comes to change and why our brains think about this. I mentioned earlier about ego, and this is a real thing, and this is actually a thing that really helped transform my life. And it was kind of the idea around ego. And I do want to save the idea. I do want to talk more about ego in another podcast episode. But I will say this right now, that a lot of the resistance to change also stems from our own egos. You know, it's from, and having an ego is not a bad thing. I think a lot of people often misunderstand the point of an ego. You know, having an ego does not mean you're, you know, like a pompous asshole. It does not mean that you only care about yourself always. But it does mean that you do look after yourself first. Whether or not that's inflated or not is, you know, up to debate. But let's be real. If you didn't look after yourself, if you didn't have an ego that was like, hey, we got to look after ourselves, you would die. Okay? You would die. If you did not eat for the purpose of eating, you know, to live, and you were giving it to other people who were hungry and wanted food, you would die. Okay? Obviously an extreme. But, you know, it's for the people who, it's the whole idea around surviving. And that is the point of an ego, is to essentially keep us alive and to take care of ourselves. And whether it be to look after ourselves physically or mentally, whatever the case, we need an ego to live. Now, that being said, the point of the ego is that it does kind of have its own personality, in a sense, if that makes sense. So what do I mean by this? The idea of changing who you are as a person is scary because the ego in our minds do not want to change, because the fear of change is really death of the ego. You know, like, here's an example, okay? When I was going to the gym, I noticed that I got to this point where, and I was overweight, where I was losing weight, but I had this moment where, like, my motivation and my goals to live up to the expectations of getting fit and having abs and being ripped, it stopped. And it was weird because I was very driven, I was very motivated, but all of a sudden, halfway through, 6 months in, it almost felt like I just had this issue where I just, like, lost that. And it was so weird because I was seeing results, and I was just seeing progress. So why now? Why now am I stopping this whole, you know, changing my life process? And I'll never forget, there was this one video I watched, and it was this guy, his name is Greg O'Gallagher, I believe is his name, and he talked about why so many people are afraid to fully go through with their choices of, and it was just for the gym and fitness, but it made so much sense and changed my life. And he pretty much said that the reason why a lot of people who go to the gym, they're working out, getting fit, and they're making progress, and then they stop, is because we are often faced with the reality of, if we continue to keep going on this path, we will change as a person. If you are an overweight person, you will not be the same person when you are, let's say, chiseled, okay? You will not have the same mindset. You will not have the same personality, to a sense. You will change dramatically, to be quite honest. And now, it doesn't mean it's going to be a bad change, but there will be a lot of life-altering changes that will happen to your personality, to your life, to your ego. Because you've now gone from this life to that life. You've gone from this personality and ego of being, you know, overweight and living the life you are, to being fit, being confident, being a whole lot of other things. And of course, I'm not generalizing, you know, ego to, you know, getting fit, but this was the point he was making, that we're resisting change because the fear of change is there, it's very real, and it will change our ego. It will essentially kill our ego. It will turn our ego into something else. And our ego fears death. It fears the death of itself, of what it is now, because an ego, not necessarily that it dies, but it changes. And that in itself is death, because the difference between somebody who was this way and somebody who was this way a couple years later, they are no longer the same person, even though they are. So it's kind of the reality of our egos do not want to change. They want to stay the way they are. They want to remain the course. And that is obviously an obstacle we have to face. When I realized that this was happening, you know, I was no longer going to be, you know, like my, not that I wasn't going to be this way, but like my brain was like, hey, isn't it nice being not super overweight? Like, I mean, you've lived this way for so long, you know, there are good things. And it's just kind of like doubt and fear. Like all those fears come back and all those fears are brought to the table. It's like, well, you know, are you ready for pain? Are you ready for discomfort? Are you ready to get a lot of attention that you might not want? Are you ready to, you know, walk the streets, be fit, actually might have a couple of people give a double take and look at you? Are you ready to fail? You know, are you ready to get there and then fall off the grid? Are you ready to potentially face a lot of stresses and anxieties for an uncertain reward? And when I realized all these things, it really kind of opened my eyes that I had become my own obstacle. My mind was just making me not pursue things differently because it didn't want me to. And that, I want to say that little story does not only reflect, and I did say this earlier, but it does not reflect just on fitness. This reflects on life. You know, the idea of you working from McDonald's to, you know, being a CEO of a company. I mean, that is a big change. That's a scary change. You know, that comes with many failures and discomforts. Going from one town to another. The idea of changing from the lifestyle you live, uprooting and going somewhere else. These all kind of stem down to our egos and to the way our brains look at our survival. And, you know, the questions that are brought up a lot when these happen is, what if I make a mistake? What if it's worse than what I have now? What if I fail? There is just this sense of uncertainty that is always kind of roaming around our brains. Not that it's anybody's fault, but just that we are hardwired to survive. We have anxieties for reasons. Not that it feels great, but it keeps us alive. And these fears and doubts that we have when it comes to change are also always brought to the table. Is this the right way you want to go? Are you sure you want to do this? You know, your ego is literally saying, hey, you're going to change. You're going to be different. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know. But it's not going to be, it's just not something we are prepared for necessarily. That's pretty much all that changes. It's just the conversation and the reality and the self-awareness of, you know, realizing that once you've gone on a certain path to change, it will change you in some sense. And I think we all need to realize that embracing change is powerful. Obviously, you should be smart about the change you want because we do have choices in life. Well, you know, and most of us, I will say, thankfully, have a lot of choices to make in life. Whether you want to pursue a certain degree, whether you even want to go to school, whether you want to be an entrepreneur, whether you want to go to the gym and get fit, whether you want to change your lifestyle, whether you want to change your own mind, your own mindset, no longer being a hermit in your own home. These are the obstacles that we face when we are ready to pursue that change. Something Jordan Peterson said that really resonated with me, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, was essentially, you know, the idea of being content and not embracing the discomfort of change is no different than being a rabbit in a hole. You're just always in fear of just leaving that hole, just pursuing the world and exploring all of its wonders. And that's a very great analogy because it really is how it is. That's how it feels. You're just comfortable. You're just content. You're very content. I think content is a really big word to use here with this as well. People are just content with the way they're living. And I think for us to truly embrace change for the good, of course, when we want it, is a very powerful thing. And I think it should be recognized that sometimes change happens when we don't want it either. But the reality of life is that change is always going to happen. And we as humans adapt and survive. It's something we're pretty good at. We've been doing it for thousands of years. And we're going to continue to do it whether we like it or not. And the final thing I want to say, guys, is change is never an easy storm to embrace, but by God, embrace it anyways. For every storm has its ending. All right, Thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen to this episode of the Let's Get Personal podcast. I hope for everybody out there listening that you enjoy this podcast, and be sure to rate it, you know, be sure to share, listen for more. If you want to follow us on our Twitter and Facebook, it is LGP Podcast. That is right. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter. I'd love to see you over there. But until next time, guys, thank you again for listening, and we'll see you in the next one. All right. Have a great day. See ya.